Let's review Yuma Daf Lamed Hey. Today's daf is Yuma Daf Lamed Hey. So the Gemara starts out by saying that we mentioned that we bring the Kohen Gadol to Beis HaParva. What is a Beis HaParva? So it says Parva Amgusho is the name of a certain Mechashiv, of a certain magician, and this area was called, since he built this area, it was called after his name. We said we dafka use Sadin Shabots to ensure the Tzniyos of the Kohen Gadol when he was changing, because that's to remind him that today's Avoda is done with Big Day Boats. Then we said the value of the different Begadim. The Mishnah went through the value of the begadim that he'd wear in the morning and that he'd wear in the afternoon, and that it totaled 30 mana. So says Gemara, well, I know if it's 18 in the morning and 12 in the afternoon, obviously it's 30 mana. Why do you have to do the math for me? So Gemara says, no, the chiddush is that you might have thought that the chiddush is that the total has to be 30 mana, but we're not so makbid that a daf could be 18 and 12. It can cost a little more, a little less for each one, as long as the total is 30 mana. Rav Huna Breda Vilai says that we learned this from the shachar, the begadim you wear in the morning, have to be better begadim from the fact that it says the word bad four times, which tells us that it's got to be muvchar bebad. It's got to be the best possible clothing. The Gemara then tells us that if once he's done with the avodas hatzibur, when he wants to do the otzos kafu machta, he can even bring his own privately made clothing, obulvad shim serena letzibur, as long as he donates it to the tzibur. And we're not worried that he's not going to give it over yafa yafa, that he's not going to give it over belev shalem. So we assume that he will give it over belev shalem, and that's why he's allowed to use that clothing. Gemara tells us about two kind of gedolim in particular whose mothers made them very beautiful clothing, but Rav Lozman Charsim's mother's, the clothing that Rav Lozman Charsim's mother made him was so expensive and so fine that it was sheer, you were able to see right through it. So because it looked like he was naked, they wouldn't even let him wear it. So then the Gemara tells us the famous comments about the three great tzaddikim who are going to be mechayev all of us, la'asadavo, an ani, an ashir, and a rasha. Anyone who comes to Shemayim Lachon Evasim and claims that he had an excuse not to learn Torah, when they start asking him, ne'malo asakta b'torah, if a person says he was an ani, they're going to say to him, well, you weren't any poorer than Hillel. Hillel would make a tropic b'chol yom, and half of it he would spend on getting into the Beis Medrash, the other half to support his family. And one time he couldn't get into the Beis Medrash, and he went up to the skylight and to listen to the shir of Shmaya Vavtalion, and three amos of snow fell on top of him because it was Chodesh Teves, it was the winter time, and in the morning they found him there and they warmed him up and they said, Roy Zel Echal Loves HaShabbos. This is someone that's ready to be Mechal HaShabbos for. So no one has Nisyon was bigger than Hillel in terms of Anius. In terms of Ashirus, the person is going to say he's an Ashir and he couldn't learn Torah. So he's going to say, was anyone a bigger Ashir than Rav Lozman Charsim, whose father left him 1,000 cities and 1,000 boats connected the 1,000 cities? And every day he would take a little bit of flour and travel around to go learn Torah. He wasn't so busy with managing all of his businesses. And one time, even his Avadim didn't even know who he was. He lived so simply that they thought that he was just a guy, and they wanted to be mechayev him to pay the tax of working for the Sara Medina. But he was the Sara Medina. They didn't even realize that. So no one was wealthier than him, and still he managed to learn Torah. If someone's going to be a Rasha and he's going to say, I couldn't learn Torah because I had such a terrible Yetzer Hara, well, were you more beautiful and have more nisyonos, have a greater Yetzer Hara than Yosef HaTzadik? Every single day, Yeshus Potiphar would dress up in new clothing and would try to seduce him day in and day out. She wanted Lishkov Etzla Olam Hazeh, Liyosima Olam Haba. She wanted to be with him in Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba, and he refused on both counts. So it turns out that no one could say they had a greater Yetzer than Yosef HaTzadik. So at the end of the day, Nimtza, Hillel Mechayev Es HaAniyim, Reb Lozman Charsim Mechayev Es HaAshirim, Yosef Mechayev Es HaRishayim.